I'm sure if you've listened at times at a chuppah to the reading of the ksuba, sometimes we'll note differences in terms of how Masadrei Kedushin are noheg to write the fill-in blanks in the ksuba. So one of the distinctions that you'll notice that various Masadrei Kedushin have different practices with regard to is whether you write the name of the family in the ksuba. Some Masadrei Kedushin write only the name of the chassan and his father, name of the Kala and her father. Others will add, in addition, the family name as well. So Moshe, in a tshuva in Eben HaEzer, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Ayin Ches, very, very end of Eben Ezer, Chelek Aleph, second last tshuva, in fact, in the Chelek, writes with regard to the issue of writing family names in the ksuba as follows. With regard to get, the Rama says in Simen Kuf Chaf Tes that one should not write the family name in a get. Why not? So Moshe says, well, it is because if you write Yaakov Hamechuna Goldman, for example, Yaakov who is referred to as Goldman, the concern there, says Rav Moshe, is that people might think from a literal reading of that line in the get, that Goldman is his own personal nickname, not his family name. In other words, in the get, you usually write, let's say, for example, Yaakov Hamechuna Jack Ben Chaim. Yaakov, who is also called Jack, son of Chaim. Jack, obviously, in that context, is his own personal nickname. So Moshe says, the concern with writing the family name in the get will only be if you write something along the lines of Yaakov Ben Chaim Hamechuna Goldman, because then people might think, reading the get, that it could be interpreted to mean that the name Goldman is a personal nickname of the individual himself, which is obviously not the case, because this individual doesn't have a personal nickname Goldman, he has a family name Goldman. So that would lead to confusion, and that's the concern with writing the family name in a get, says Reb Moshe.
Why don't you just write the two names?
I'm sorry?
Why don't you say Yaakov Goldman?
Because it's not just him who has that name, Yaakov, who has that name Goldman. It's the entire family that has the name Goldman. And writing Hamechuna Yaakov Goldman implies that he is the only one who is called with this name Goldman. Rav Moshe does say, however, the following. He says that if one were to write the family name in such a way that it would be clear that the name is not just referring to this individual, then that would seemingly take care of this concern. So Moshe says, if you were to write, for example, Yaakov ben Chaim Limishpachas Goldman, Yaakov ben Chaim Limishpachas Goldman, then that's clearly indicating it's not just him who's referred to as Goldman, it's his entire family that has that name Goldman. And so Moshe writes that even though with regard to get, the minhag nevertheless is we don't write the family name at all, even with this suggested formulation. But nevertheless, with regard to other shtaros, such as aksuba, that Moshe says, if you're going to write it in such a way, as just described, Yaakov ben Chaim Lemishpachas Goldman, where it's clear that the family name is the entire family's name, not this one individual's name, then there's no psul whatsoever, says of Moshe. And furthermore, he says, if you're writing a ksuba in a very large city, New York City, for example, where in all likelihood there's someone else with the name Chaim ben Yaakov, you're not the only Chaim ben Yaakov around in such a large city. So you actually have an advantage to write Lemishpachas Goldman, because the Gemara speaks about a city where you know there are two people with the same name, Yosef ben Shimon. That's a real concern, because then the shtar is no longer clearly identifying one individual as opposed to the other. If you both have the same names, you have a problem here. So in that case, as a Moshe, you actually have a very strong advantage to writing Yaakov ben Chaim Lemishpachas Goldman, because the more you specify the individual, the better it is as far as the kashrus of the shtar is concerned, in a city where there may be two people with the same first names who have fathers with the same first names. And even though, again, with regard to get, even in large cities, we don't write the family name, says Rav Moshe, that's because we have a very strong concern that when it comes to get, and someone might write it incorrectly and then possibly get, which would be a very serious problem. However, Rav Moshe says, with regard to ksuba and other shtaros, where in a large city where it's very likely someone else has the same name as you and as your father does, and Moshe says there's a preference, it's an adifus, he says, to write the family name, Lemishbachas Goldman, for example, as an additional siman to identify the person in, who's being married here. And Moshe then addresses a second issue with regard to Ksuba. He says, I've seen some individuals who are medactic to write the entire Ksuba out by hand. Is that a chumra that one that has any basis? So Moshe says that he doesn't see any reason. He says it's barur she'ein bazeh shemayla va'adifus. There is no preference whatsoever, no advantage whatsoever halachically, to have a handwritten ksuba over the standard pre-printed forms that you can buy in the sfarim stores. He says the din is that a ksuba does not have to be written lishma. Writing a ksuba lishma would mean that you have to write this individual ksuba for this individual couple. If that's the case, you'd have to, you know, pre-order for you specifically an individualized ksuba. That's not the case, says Rav Moshe. There's no din you have to write a ksuba lishma. There's no din you have to write a ksuba lishma. I'm sorry? Oh, so the Eidei Chasima are signing it for this at the chuppah, or at the chasif, this couple. That's understood. But the ksuba itself, the tofes of the ksuba, the standard form of the ksuba is not written lishma. And therefore, Moshe says there's no maila whatsoever to be machmir that you should have the written hand ksuba for this specific couple. No maila whatsoever. So again, Moshe, bottom line, says that there is a maila and adifas to writing the family name if you write it properly. Lemishbachas Goldman, Lemishbachas Silverstein, etc. Because it's more of an identifying factor for this individual couple, especially in large cities where it's likely that they might have the same names as somebody else. And there's no maila, says Moshe, to writing the ksuba out by hand for this individual couple. You can buy the standard pre-printed form, and that would certainly be sufficient as far as halacha is concerned.